Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
What's going on?
Not too much.
It's Random Saturday Show.
Happy to be here on a Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday nights are ripe for shopping?
Yeah.
Fighting?
All that.
Eating?
Yeah.
Having a radio show?
Having a fabulous radio show on a Saturday night.
Well, what have we got tonight?
I got in the weird news. I got three people hurt when an 86-year-old drives through a store with her car.
What?
Yeah. Everyone's okay.
Everyone's okay, so we can laugh?
Some people got hurt, though, but that's okay.
Okay.
Some kids got hurt, but everyone's okay.
Is that your theme? People got hurt, but we can laugh anyway?
That might be good, yeah. I like those.
We've got possibly the worst mariachi band on the planet.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. You get some recordings of that?
Oh,
that's...
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. I love that kind of stuff.
What else we got?
We got an Ohio woman who hauls her trash into the mayor's office because they wouldn't pick it up.
She hauled all of her trash?
Yeah.
How much trash did she have? Exactly.
I don't have that in front of me, but
okay.
Get to that.
Was it like a week?
A few bags. I think it was a few bags.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a few days.
All
over the long weekend, a few weeks ago.
All right. We've also got some anthropology recaps and shopping tips for those of you who have some troubles controlling yourselves.
That's right.
And we'll talk about how to control yourself if you're having problems.
That's a big story.
Big story.
Big story.
Stay tuned.
And we got a U.S. school district that decides to move a bus stop away from a stripper club. Probably a good idea.
What?
It's a bus stop of kids at a stripper club.
Kids at a stripper club?
It was a bus stop that was in front of a stripper club. That's where they all had to line up to catch the bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wish there was a picture, but...
And finally?
Finally.
And finally, we've got the return of Blog Talk Radio Community Time.
Yay, awesome.
Yay, let's start the show.
All coming up.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Really dumb, for real. So you can run and tell Pat, homeboy.
What? I'm f***ed up. Can you please help me?
Stop paying that.
Winning? Wow, winning.
Hey, gorgeous.
Go Jesus.
Oh, my Christ on the cross.
Hello? Hey, what? Are you up?
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Yay!
We are broadcasting live from Boston.
Yay!
Today's date is September 17th, 2011. Oh. We have over 7,000 downloads and growing. I am Derek, and over there is Kay.
And I am Princess Chi-Chi.
Princess Chi-Chi?
Yes.
Who is Princess Chi-Chi?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
She's me. Anyway, who gave us permission to be September 17th already? Hello?
It feels so much like fall.
Welcome, fall. I'm not approving of the sudden drop in temperature.
It really, yeah, the nights, cold nights.
Not that I don't mind bringing out the tweed and the corduroy, but you know,
yeah.
Could have used a few more days of the summer.
Me too.
Anyway.
I'm holding on to that.
I'm holding on to the fact that there'll be maybe one more 77-degree day.
I sure hope so.
And I'm going to spend it all outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the cats and we're going to sit on the porch.
It's nice and sunny out, goddammit.
We're going to take the day off from work.
We're enjoying it.
I'm like, damn it, I'm getting on the porch. If you want to contact us, you can do so many ways. You can contact us via email at dkradioshow.gmail.com.
Did I say dot gmail.com
instead of at gmail.com?
I think you did.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com. Tweet us at our Twitter handle at dkradioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. to join in the conversation about good times, fun times, and a little bit of scandal mixed in there this week.
Yeah, definitely. Lots to talk about.
Just a little dusting.
Little
light dusting of scandal.
You might say. I don't know about that.
Scandal and fluff.
Unbelievable.
We love that. Unbelievable. It's been quite the week. By the way, today is National Apple Dumpling Day.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you even know what that is?
No.
I have no idea what an apple dumpling is. I never even seen one. Cha-cha-cha! I have no idea what that is.
Apple dumpling day?
Yeah.
No.
What is an apple dumpling, exactly?
Is that like a turnover? Is that like a pastry thing, the turnover?
Stop the press. I know exactly what an apple dumpling is.
Yeah.
It's that good, like, fried thing with apples in it.
That's like the turnover.
Isn't it yummy?
Is that a dumpling?
Or is that...
How do they call those turnovers?
No, not the turnover. It's like a dumpling. Like, it's like fried and yummy.
Yeah.
Is that really a dumpling?
I thought so.
Maybe not.
Fritter.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it is.
Oh.
I hit ding. And it... Wow.
We got two dings there on the soundboard. You got one ding where the phone's ringing and one, like, game show question and ding. Anyway, yeah, what's an apple dumpling? What the hell is that?
I think that's the same thing as a fritter.
It is?
But it's turned over, and it's like a bear claw, but it's got the frosting.
Hold the phone. What's a bear claw?
You never had a bear claw?
No.
That's the thing.
Eat those?
It looks like
isn't
this.
Isn't that dangerous
it
to get?
I'm doing it's visual and we're on a radio show, but
yeah,
it looks like
that's
that.
It's good to do on a radio show.
Well, it's like a bear claw, and it's like oval, like half moon.
Sorry,
I'm trying to do all these visuals.
I don't know what you mean.
It's not really working out.
I got the internet right here, so I'm going to look it up.
Well, that could work too.
Bear claw. Pastry. Hey, yeah. Wikipedia, first entry. Oh, I have never seen one of those before in my life.
But am I right, or am I right, or am I right?
You're right. It looks like kind of a bear claw, but not an apple fritter, so play the buzz.
Oh, okay.
So what is an... Sorry, apple dumpling. That's what we're wondering about.
What about the fritter?
What's an apple dumpling? Hold on. Oh, Wikipedia, not even the first... Oh, wait, Wikipedia, because we know Wikipedia is always right, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks gross.
What's wrong with it?
An apple dumpling. Well, you know what's gross about it? It's got this, like... It's got this photo, and it's got a piece of ice cream. A piece of ice cream. A scoop of ice cream next to it, but it's sort of spilling on over to the dumpling, so it looks gross.
Huh.
Looks like it was like in a porn movie or something.
Mm.
An apple dumpling is a pastry filled with apple, cinnamon, and occasionally raisins. Apples are peeled and cored, placed on a portion of dough, then filled with cinnamon and sugar. The dough is folded over the apples, and the dumplings are baked until tender.
Hmm.
Apple dumplings are a native food in the North American United States around Pennsylvania, a very common recipe among the Amish. It is often eaten as a breakfast item, but they're also a very common dessert item after meals. It's also popular to eat them with ice cream or in milk. Or in milk?
In milk?
That just is
drop
gross.
In your glass of milk? I don't know about that.
That's vile.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
In milk? Well, I guess that's why it's a dumpling. Gross.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, today is National Apple Dumpling Day.
When you warned me about this, this is great.
Well,
and what about the snacks and what about the apples?
It's my responsibility to report to you the holiday of the day we are broadcasting. So,
well, pull my apple. I don't know what to say to that.
It's almost time to go apple picking, isn't it?
It is.
I love apple picking.
Me too.
What are we going to do with all those apples this year?
What are we going to make something? Make apple pie? Make apple crisp?
Dumplings?
You know, I didn't put this in the weird news, but I should mention it now that we're on the apple subject.
Mm-hmm.
There is a...
Steve Jobs?
No.
Okay.
No, you would think so, but no. Where's this, Ohio or something like that? There's a pumpkin patch where a vine went up a tree. And,
ew.
And there's a picture. There's a great picture. It's a pumpkin growing in a tree. It's actually growing.
Really?
Yeah, it actually looks like it's pumpkins growing in a tree.
That is so cool.
It's great.
You got to post that to the blog.
Maybe I should do that picture, but I didn't think it would be good for the new weird news because that's all the story is. And I just did it. You know, that's it. There's nothing else to say about it.
Yay!
And the picture's great. Yeah, it's more of a visual. So
pumpkin growing out of a tree.
They're hoping it turns orange because it will look great. You know, with the leaves. Right now, you just see it's a green pumpkin.
Oh, it's green.
It's a big green pumpkin and a green leaf tree.
Well, that's disappointing that it's just green.
I know. You would hope it was
It makes
orange.
A better photograph if it's orange.
Yeah, definitely.
Who knows if it'll make it, though? Is it just hanging?
It's just hanging.
Who knows if that's going to happen?
It could fall from the tree, like a pumpkin falling from a tree.
Every time I think about a pumpkin, I think about that episode of Hoarders where this woman was hoarding food and she had this pumpkin that she was like just saving, and it was like a 2 years old pumpkin.
Oh gosh!
And it was just all rotting.
Oozing. Yeah,
it was oozing. It was all gross. There's flies around it, and she was like, "Look at the color! I love that pumpkin. It's great."
Look at color. It's moldy. That's
yeah,
what the color is.
Yeah, it was all gross. Wow. And then she reached in when they were trying to clean it up. Well, they had to scoop it up with a shovel, by the way.
Yeah. And masks and
to
gloves.
Save the seeds.
Oh yeah, because you could toast those. Still good. They're only 2 years old.
Moldy pumpkin seeds.
Wow.
Moldy pepitas.
What is that?
Pepitas, right?
I don't know what you're saying there. Julie's nodding yes.
You can span. Oh, is that right? Okay, yeah, pepitas.
Today we are loaded up with phone screener Julie.
Phone screener Julie.
Which I don't have a sound clip for yet, but we'll have one shortly.
Yeah, we got to get one of those ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be some violence.
She's taking your calls, putting you up.
Although I could play the mariachi clip now.
But it's bad, you said.
It is
really
bad.
She needs good mariachi music.
Yeah, she does need good mariachi music. So we got a packed show today, you guys.
Yeah, we sure do.
We really got a lot on our plates here today. So we're going to talk a little weird news after the break.
Yep.
And then we'll do a little fun thing that I have planned. And then we'll go right into Anthrogate 2011.
Anthrogate. Oh, my goodness. People are going crazy out there.
We're not going to focus on it so much as the healthy shopping part of our show.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Healthy shopping, much more positive than scandal. So healthy shopping, yes?
Are we healthy shopping?
Healthy shopping, yes.
Yes.
Yes, please. Healthy shopping.
Buying 14 touchpads, healthy shopping.
Yeah. Are those still in order for you?
Well, let me tell you what's going on with those puppies.
You got 14, by the way.
I think they're coming. It's not definite. But the thing that's really annoying is they have to keep I have some that I'm going to sell to friends on cost. Julie's giving me these looks over there, like, how dare you?
I'll take
one. Yeah, I'm selling people at cost. I have someone at work that wants one, technical,
uh-huh.
I'm trying to make some money on the side. Plus, I originally just wanted one, but then, you know, I thought I'd make some money. But every week they put a charge hold on my account.
Ooh.
For it, which is kind of tough every week.
That's a big charge hold.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like, it borderlines on your maximum, you know, charges for the day. And I'm like, what the hell happened? I didn't buy anything. I'm like,
touch pads.
There's that.
All so right. Are they going to send them to you for real?
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Supposedly
with a D. Supposedly, yes.
I have problems with words sometimes, and I do a podcast.
A real hard question with you for you would be like, supposedly, I love these peanuts. That would be tough.
We do have some peanuts.
Oh, peanuts or peanuts?
Peanuts.
Okay. Because peanuts is spelled P-E-A-N... Wait, N-U-T, right? Peanut? Not peanut?
Peanut.
Peanut.
Hey, does anyone want some
peanuts? We're back to this again. Back to this again.
Anyone peanuts?
I'm good. I'm okay. I don't need any peanut. Thank you.
Literally, it comes up in our show like at least like 80% of the time, right?
It's an ongoing gag. I don't mind it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anyway, do you want to take a break and come back with weird news?
We could do that.
Let's do that.
Okay. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Thinning hair makes you look old. In the eyes of the opposite sex, that can equate to diminished virility. Fight the balding process with the advanced Eastern European formula called Euro Not Done Gutenhummers. Try it now, risk-free for 60 days.
And nights.
We'll even throw in the cape.
The cape?
Our competitor's product, when used in the shower, runs off your head and down your back, stimulating a stripe of hair growth all the way from your neck to your buttocks area. Our space-age latex cape system protects you from this. So try all new Euro Not Done Gutenhummers today and live the results.
Not available in stores. Side effects vary, such as red meat cravings, excessive sports interest, and catalog bra section 12. Read label and always follow instructions.
Try my product. It really works.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
Mm-hmm.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back. And just in case you want us to know, you can get in touch with us in a few ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, dkradioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. I also like to remind listeners that you may subscribe to us on iTunes and listen to all archived shows if you want to.
Yeah, how about that? We have some good stuff out there.
Yeah, especially the first one.
Don't listen to the first one.
I like the first one.
They're all good, but the first one. No, they're all good. They're all gems. We love them all, like strange children.
Like redheaded stepchildren.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I don't know.
Where did that phrase come from, by the way? Redheaded stepchildren?
Yeah, right? Like it's a bad thing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be good to have one?
If you were a redheaded stepchild, would it? Do you just make jokes about it all the time?
It just seems so mean.
It is kind of mean. Well, there's a lot of mean stuff going on. People are mean.
People are mean.
People are effing mean.
And as we'll hear in our interview coming up, you gotta be nice.
You gotta be nice.
It's good to be nice.
Good to gotta be nice. All right, what do you got in the weird news this week, Derek?
Oh, we got weird news. This comes to us from South Carolina. That's a little bit loud.
Yeah, South Carolina. It's a good time.
U.S. school district moves bus stop away from strip club. It would be funny if they moved it there. I guess both would be considered weird. Officials in South Carolina are moving a...
Can I stop you for just one second? I'm reading the back of your paper.
Yeah.
And I just read Black Widow eats 183 chicken wings. And I totally forgot that it was not an actual Black Widow, but like a person.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, Black Widow eats chicken wings? That is a big Black Widow and... a hungry one.
That's a big fighter.
A big spider.
Well, anyway, there was school children that were waiting to be picked up by a bus in Atlantic Beach strip club. And
Atlantic Beach strip club?
I guess that's where it is. 4-year-olds didn't know the meaning of topless.
4-year-olds? They were waiting in front of the strip club?
Yeah, with their parents.
Hey, where are we going today? We're going to go to Atlantic Beach, yo. We're going to bring your ones, bring your 20s, get your beer, see some boobs.
Yeah, so officials decided to create 2 bus stops in other areas, and neither of them are strip clubs.
Hey, Jimmy, would you like a private dance? Really? There was a bus stop in front of a strip club?
Yeah, I wish there was a picture, but there wasn't.
But there aren't really any windows inside of a strip club,
no,
right? So
right.
It's not really like kids were in danger of seeing anything.
Right. But can you imagine like those, you know, they got those crazy signs like, I don't know, Lickety Splits would be a one? I don't know what they call.
No, that's just
I'm just trying to think of like a name of a club. I don't, it's nothing, like something Gentleman's Club.
There's Centerfold here in downtown Boston.
We have one here?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I think it just opened in like 2003. I'm on top of my game tonight, right?
I didn't know that.
I think it's called Centerfold.
Centerfold.
Yeah.
And we have the phone number?
I wish we had the phone number.
No, okay. Well,
that would be great.
That could be a good call.
What would we say?
Well, get lots of questions.
Is my angel there? Because my angel's a centerfold.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the rim shot?
There it is.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well deserved. So kids aren't being picked up at a strip club anymore.
How old are the kids?
This is 4-year-old.
4-year-old?
I think it was a bunch of different ages.
Oh, really?
You know, it's like some of those, I don't know if you had this kind of bus stop growing up, but where they had to like meet somewhere, like you had a bunch of kids that got picked up from one place rather than their house.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this was happening in front of a strip club.
I waited at a bus stop with lots of kids.
Did you? It was just me at the end of a long driveway. Really?
Yeah.
You don't talk or anything?
Talked. It was just, you know.
Just standing there with your backpacks looking at your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go to this bus stop with a girl who lived in the same building when I used to live in an apartment building. We used to wait for the bus stop every day. That was kind of fun.
Whoops.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I thought it was
stopping. Is that the bus stop music?
That was the bus. Yeah. Just waiting at the bus.
Yeah. Get on the bus.
Strippers.
Put a 20 in her song. yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Bus stop babes. What else you got?
All right.
No more waiting at the bus stop for strippers.
An Ohio woman hauls trash to a mayor's office. She's frustrated by a mix-up of trash pickup over the Labor Day weekend, and she decided to take her trash to the mayor's office. She carried two bags right into the mayor's office. I don't know how she gets right into the office, by the way. She doesn't have that detail.
She doesn't pass the secretary?
This is last Friday. Not this Friday, but not yesterday, but the Friday before, I guess.
You got to play the Rebecca Black clip. You say Friday.
Oh, Friday. I'm sorry. We got the chicken dance going. Conflicting.
All right.
Yeah. She said she was she had a family holiday get together, and she was very frustrated by the lack of trash pickup, and it put her in a real pickle.
Put her in a pickle?
It's kind of funny that she would say that.
Tickle my pickle.
Yeah, exactly. The mayor accepted the trash and said he'll take it to the waste department, and that's what's happening in Ohio. I think it's kind of funny that he took it in. Yeah,
he took it.
Yeah, he ended up taking it.
I wonder what was in her trash.
I don't know.
Food.
Probably a lot of paper plates.
Paper plates.
You know, that kind of thing.
Tickle my pickle.
She's in a real pickle.
She was in a real pickle.
A real pickle.
It kind of gives you an idea of who that person is, too, right?
I can't believe you didn't pick up my trash. Like, really? I don't know. On a holiday weekend, you don't expect anybody to pick up trash, do you? The trash people need holidays, too.
Yeah, they had to, like...
They're working all the time.
I guess they had to reschedule the trash pickup, and they had a couple days off, and they ended up...
Oh, goodness gracious.
They ended up, like, doing different routes on different days, and they didn't get all the notices out, and I guess she was really upset. Yeah.
Well...
It's tough.
It's really tough when you can't get your two bags of trash removed from your property.
Yeah, don't you? I mean, isn't there other places you put it in the meantime?
Yeah, doesn't she have a trash, like, barrel?
Yeah.
Out?
Just leave it out there.
She needs to go buy one at, like, Lowe's or something.
I don't know. Something like that.
Do you have any more stories?
I've got one more.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, it's over here. I got to read it over here. three people are hurt when a driver, an 86-year-old, drives through a bicycle store in California. This 86-year-old was trying to park right outside of the storefront.
He was trying to park?
And she, this is what they say, and this is what they all say. She mistook the gas pedal.
What happens to you when you're like 80?
I don't know. They shouldn't be driving.
No.
She went through the store windows in her 2001 Cadillac DeVille going speeds up to 40 miles an hour.
Shut up. Really?
Crashing into bikes and... just missing people by, like, inches. Like, some people got nicked and some people got hurt.
Oh, my gosh, she's lucky no one
died. But everyone's okay.
So we can laugh.
We can laugh. she had her adult granddaughter in the car with her. She was also okay.
Is that why she was at the bike store?
And that's what's happening in California.
Because otherwise, I don't think she should have been at the bike store either.
Yeah.
She's got now...
Well, I don't think she was...
She's doing not bad with one vehicle.
Right. She does not need a bike. Well, maybe it's a little bit slower for her. That might be better.
I don't know. I think you can get in trouble with a bike, too.
It doesn't say whether she was intended to go into the store, but she was parking in front of the store.
Well, where was this now?
This is in California.
Well, I don't know how California works, but are there, like, strip malls? Because maybe she was going to the store next door?
It could have been something like that, yeah. I guess she caused, where did it say here? Yeah, she caused $300,000 worth of damage. Just driving through the store.
How's she going to pay for that?
It's about $30,000 in damage in the bikes.
Who pays for that? Grandma?
I guess probably insurance. Grandma might be paying for that.
Insurance.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I think once you hit maybe 85, how old is she?
Let's see, it's 86.
They should just give you a driver.
It's a little bit old, right? If she's driving a big Cadillac, like that it should be like something that's been driven around, you know, driving around with a driver, like you're saying. Yeah.
They should just give you. They should, like, I think this country should just give you a driver, or they should let you go on the ride.
Yes. They don't have that everywhere, do they?
Huh?
I saw the ride do a crazy move.
Really?
They're in the traffic of the game.
I was approved to go on the ride.
What?
Back when I was handicrapped.
Oh, really?
Back when I broke my ankle and I was all messed up.
Yeah.
I had filled out an application to get on the ride and if
get
I needed to get
ride.
Somewhere. I never took advantage of it, but it was there for me if I needed it.
That could be fun.
It wasn't fun. Those whole 10 weeks were not fun, by the way.
Do you think the ride also has that same kind of music? Getting on the ride. Hey, all aboard the ride. I don't know. I feel like that keeps coming up.
I think that might might be an appropriate ride music. I come down on my crutches.
You know what? I was coming home.
The stairs.
I was coming home last night from the game.
Uh huh.
And I saw one of those freaking little tall short bus vans, the ride.
You did?
And it freaking did like a quick turnaround. And then it went by like traffic, like to get. It didn't want to go into the Red Sox traffic or something like that, and it just like turned around in the middle of the street. It was really impressive.
It was a Boston driver.
Must have been
behind the wheel of the ride.
The ride.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe he must not have had anyone inside because.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
Because you would have got Q-tip heads against glass and
people,
all that.
Like, just, it's like a scene from Speed. People just going all over the place.
Woo!
Sandra Bullock's in the car. She's like, whoa! Oh, my gosh.
I got a couple other headlines here, but I'm not going to go into them.
Okay.
There's a woman who has the longest nails.
Hmm.
She hasn't clipped her nails in 18 years. She has one that's
what the hell? I'm sorry.
Over
that's
10
just...
feet. Have you seen people like that where they're crazy to curl?
Yes. What could she possibly
it's
do
so,
for a living?
It looks so gross.
Does she work?
I didn't mean to do that, but that's fitting.
It is fitting. Does she work?
I don't know. I don't know what she does.
Because
no, didn't say.
Because if you have the world's longest fingernails, what do you do?
I might still have the picture up here. I mean,
it's gross.
It is totally gross. They're like curling around. I don't think I have the picture.
Again, as I say every week.
Oh, there she is.
Everything in the Guinness Book of World Records is stupid. That's disgusting.
Look how long those are. It's like going down her waist. It looks so gross.
What does she get? And what does
they're
she
like,
get?
They're like dirty. I don't know.
Nothing.
It's totally gross. And then another.
Gross.
And then this is kind of funny. But
because it's finally paying off. That's the story. What does she get?
I don't know. It wasn't much of a story, I didn't think.
Gross. Loser.
And then there's a restaurant that gets sued. A restaurant is suing over having their restaurant listed under carcass removal listing in the Yellow Pages. This is pretty funny. It's pretty great. They got a lot of calls. This place called Bar 3 Barbecue Restaurant, which is really hard to say.
Bar 3 Barbecue?
Yeah. And I think that's all my headlines.
Maybe I'll go with my iPhone 5 and leave it.
Right. It seems like the kind of place.
You're going to leave it on the
bar. Animal
carcass
removal. Anyways, that is the weird news.
Awesome. I've got just a few things that I wanted to play. Some YouTube gems that I found this week.
Great.
So the first thing is something I saw on Attack of the Show this week, and it was apparently the ads or men were real jerks in the past about women's coffee. About how they made their coffee. Yeah, there's a whole clip of men just insulting their wives about how much they hate their coffee.
Oh, people talk about that.
Well, anniversary, dear, and thank you for the flowers.
You're welcome, darling. But if you could do one thing for me.
What?
Try to do something about your coffee.
I hoped it would be better today.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Oh, it's your coffee again. The death sergeant at the station makes better coffee than this.
Wow.
How can such a pretty wife make such bad coffee?
Forget the coffee, Marge. It's never very good.
But still, I'll
get some at the plant.
She looks really sad.
Did you ever see Larry looking so happy?
Oh, honey, happiness is a vacation. Away from your coffee.
Wow.
This coffee is criminal.
Honey, you killed the petunias.
Then you admit it. Your coffee really is murder.
Honey, your coffee just doesn't taste any good.
These guys are asses.
Wow. This sounds like it's
like the 50s.
Yeah. Wow, that's really interesting. I didn't know about that.
How bad is it? How hard is it to make bad coffee?
That seems crazy. I mean, isn't there a thing like back then people were always talking about their wives in like cooking? Like sometimes they make fun of the cooking or something.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that about the coffee.
There's a whole like bad coffee thing.
That is funny. Where are those from? Are those like
from like old?
Are those ads? Or are they?
I think they're ads and like TV show.
Wow.
Like wasn't there just a percolator back then? How could you mess that up? I guess you could mess.
I don't know.
I suppose you can mess it up.
Proportions can mess things up, right?
I suppose proportions you can mess it up. You can make it too weak or too strong. But, I mean, what else could go wrong?
I don't know. That's pretty funny, though. They're really mean.
Happiness is a vacation.
From your coffee.
Away from your coffee.
Wow.
And then I have the worst mariachi band ever.
Oh, boy.
Which, okay, here is a disclaimer, okay? So this is on YouTube, and it was a public access television show out of California, And it's like a group of kids and like their teacher or whatever. And the kids look like, I think the youngest one looks like she's like 6 and the oldest one looks like she's like 14 or whatever. So they're kids,
they're young
right?
People.
They're young people. And they're playing their hearts out. But it doesn't mean we can't laugh at them. No, they don't sound like this.
It sounds familiar.
No, this is not it.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
Anyway, here we are. This is the mariachi little people.
This next song is a traditional Mexican song usually played for special events such as birthdays, Mother's Day, and Father's Day.
Sorry to get a lot going for it.
It's called Las Mañanitas.
You might not want to drink your drink right now.
Wow.
What's really great is when the strings come back in.
I want to hear the horn.
The horns are great, too. Here we go.
Seriously?
Seriously. Now, I know personally how hard it is to play a string instrument.
I had to do it, too, when I was
played
a major.
Violin for one semester
Me too,
in college.
I had to do that, too.
And I played cello also for one
Jingle
semester.
Bell.
Oh, I was rocking some Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
I might have done that. That might have been my height, and that's it. I'm out.
That was the best thing ever. And I know that you sound bad for a long time.
Oh,
I know this.
It's tough.
I know this, but it doesn't mean we can't laugh at it.
Can you play from the beginning?
Do you like the beginning part?
Oh, you might keep going.
No, I like the beginning, too. The beginning is my favorite part.
It's a good thing I didn't take a drink, like you said.
Mother's Day and Father's Day. It is called Las Mañanitas.
Las Mañanitas.
Wow. That's horrible.
It is horrible, isn't it?
What? Wow. I wonder if I should try to help them a little bit.
I'm not even sure what key they're playing in.
They don't even know. Maybe I could try to help them a little bit.
Oh, I don't think that helps them.
Wow.
All of a sudden they go to like 3-4. They're all confused.
There we go. Yeah, faster makes it better.
Yeah, faster makes it better. I want the string to come back in.
What the hell is that?
No, but it's awesome. And to their credit, they're actually quite adorable and super cute.
Well, they better be. That's the only thing they got going for them.
But again, it doesn't mean we can't laugh at them. Total. And he comes out and he talks in between songs. It's really awkward.
No clapping.
Traditional happy song called La Feria de las Flores.
No, it's public TV.
Oh, the next one's happy. That's
yeah,
good, cause
yeah,
because
that one wasn't very happy. That one was... That's remarkably like the other song.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
Oh, sorry about that. Wait.
Wow. I think the horns are my favorite.
The horns are the best.
Now, the strings are pretty good.
The strings, actually, when they're playing, like, something relatively simple, they don't sound too bad. But the horns, in combination with the strings,
yeah,
is pure gold.
What's the strumming thing, and why does
that's the buela. That's that guy, the grown-up guy. He's got the buela. Yeah, it's a big guitar, and then he's got a couple of kids that also play the buela, and then he's got one kid that's playing the guitar, like, in the background. And he's singing with them. And
wow.
he sounds okay in the back, sort of.
I don't.
And I'm sorry. I'm a professional musician. I could judge. Here we go.
Oh, I love it. It's so romantic.
Oh, don't play the booing. That's mean. But you know, I know that I'm a musician, and I do this for a living.
Right.
And I feel, and my heart goes out to these kids because they're adorable.
How old are they about?
They look like 10.
Wow.
And they're like maybe like 10, like maybe like 8 through 14.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they might want to be looking at other schools. I don't know.
There was some singing at the end, too. Like, the girl was singing. Let's see if I can get that. Oh, here he is.
And we'd like to finish this off with a...
Yeah, finish it off.
A song
please
that we'll
do
again for you called Triste Recuerdos.
Triste Recuerdos.
I don't know. Julie's rocking out over there.
Oh, do you know this one? Here we go.
Wow.
I don't know what key she's singing in.
She's somewhere. She's...
Y aunque trato de olvidarte, cada día te extraño más.
What?
I can't tell, but I think it's done to the language. What do you think?
That is, it's true, yeah.
Might
Wait,
be.
Can we pass Julie in here? I want to hear what Julie has to say about this.
Oh, hold on. Let me put her on
this
the mic.
This is really, I mean, because Julie's...
Julie is a professional mariachi player.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, wait.
Do we have you there?
Oh, she's patched. Wait, hold on.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh,
there's
I
so
think.
Okay, there we got rid of that.
What do you think?
Oh, they sound like they must be really cute.
They sound like...
Little children.
They are cute.
Well, like I said, that's the only thing you could have for them.
I recognize the songs, though.
Yeah.
Do you?
So this is something you play...
Yeah, my nenitas.
Yeah, I've heard some of your recordings. You sound a lot better.
Well, next time you're in Sherman Oaks, California, you can go. Sherman Oaks, California, you can go contact the mariachi band.
I don't know if I could do that.
All right, I'm Julie back into the screening room.
Thanks, Julie.
thanks for chiming in. Anyway, should we take a break and then we'll go back into the we'll dive into the shopping bit.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll be taking your calls.
Yeah,
if you
want to
chime in. But first, we'll be playing an interview with Dr. David about shopping addiction and all kinds of problems you may have if you shop too much.
That's right.
That's right. I have had way too much caffeine.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was me. I thought we just had good energy going.
No, we got good energy.
We got good energy going,
I'm drinking
too.
A lot of water all day.
Right.
Maybe that's it.
Drink it up.
What's wrong over there?
I'm just making funny faces.
Oh, okay. Funny faces are good.
Funny faces are good.
Funny faces.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Yay.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
It's so hard to have a game time on your own.
It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating. It could be that smooth toffee ice cream in the center. It could be that whole delicious golden gate time taste. Street's Golden Gay Time. More like a party than an ice cream.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
We so excited, the Derek and Kay Show. Hey, it is Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
Sorry, that was me. I was trying to do something fun.
Oh,
it's okay. Welcome back to the show. You can contact the Derek and Kay Show in many ways. You can contact us on email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Become a friend of ours on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio and becoming a fan there, pressing the like button and telling your friends to do the same thing. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Send us a tweet. And give us a call at 661-467-2416. We've been having a week.
We certainly have.
Certainly been having a week.
So have the internets.
The internets have been rife with scandal this week in our small little community. So anyway, as you know, we had two very awesome guests on the show 2 weeks ago. We had Roxy and from her blog Effortless Anthropology, and Kim from her blog Anthroholic on the show and interviewed them for an entire hour. And it was great to have them on.
Yeah,
and to
really
talk,
interesting stuff.
Talk shopping and talk blogging and all that stuff. And if you're not aware of what happened over the past week, is that there have been some serious accusations thrown Kim's way in regards to her personal shopping service, in which there's been some accusations of her defrauding clients and not either getting the items and taking the payment for these personal shopping items, or just taking the money and
right.
not hearing anything at all. And
yeah.
It's turning out to be started out to be one person who came forward with the information, and then it sort of snowballed into another girl coming forward, and then another girl coming forward, and then another girl coming forward, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It snowballed. And then it turned out to be quite the blow it up thing. It started out on a website that has nothing to do with anthropology
yeah.
blogs. It's called Get Off My Internets.
Actually
a pretty funny ass website.
Yeah.
I'll give you guys props. You guys are funny as hell. they were making fun of someone else.
And a little mean,
and
too.
A little bit mean,
yeah.
but funny. Mean, but funny. And it sort of made its way into the anthropology blogging community and has rocked our world, basically. So,
oh, yeah.
Kim was posting an apology on her blog, which was quickly hidden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It was hidden either the same evening or the evening after. No, I think it might have been the same evening.
But it's back now, right?
It's not back.
It's not back? I thought I saw it recently.
Really? I think it's gone. I think it's now defunct.
Or some people have copied portions of that and put that in.
Oh, really?
I think some of that text is still out
like
there.
Like someone
I
has
think.
Mirrored it
yeah.
or something, or cached it
yeah.
or something. Anyway, the blog disappeared. Her Twitter account disappeared.
Yeah.
The Facebook
oh,
disappeared.
Geez.
So she's basically become invisible on the internet, but, you know, still exists.
Yeah.
And we're not really sure what to think about it. I mean, I'm shocked.
Right.
But she seems perfectly nice and sweet on the phone with us.
Yep.
I'm shocked. I really don't know what to say. It's been kind of a
mm-hmm.
harrowing experience for all of us. And it's gotten the whole community thinking about whether this had anything to do with healthy shopping and shopping habits, whether her shopping habits got out of control, spending habits got out of control, or what. So
right.
What's going on? Is everything okay over there?
Yeah, no, she's just like trying
Sorry. Something's in the screening room.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you'd like to chime in, you can chime in at 661-467-2416 to weigh in on your opinion of this matter. Talk to Julie, and she'll set you up with a phone screening room information. But I am personally just really shocked over this. I have no idea what to think. It's really shocking. She was great with us during the hour that she was here and seemed nice and genuine and honest. But, I mean, there's no way of telling exactly what happened.
And no one we had a lot of callers that night, and no one mentioned anything like that. There wasn't
Right.
Everyone was a big fan that called in, so it was very strange to get that news.
And we must say, even though we do screen calls here at the show, we don't we didn't not take any calls that evening.
Right,
so
that's true.
No one came forward then. So we're wondering why no one came forward earlier, first of all, because I think the it went on for a matter of 8 months, 9 months, 10 months.
It was a long time.
A year. Yeah. So we're wondering, A, why no one came forward earlier, and B, how this could have happened to someone we all thought we knew and respected.
Right.
So,
and following. Some people are following every day. And
yeah. I was reading every day.
Right.
You know, looking at her outfits and looking at all of her life and thinking she's fabulous and our life was together. But apparently it was very not together. So.
Right.
We just want to know what you think out there. 661-467-2416. We'd like to play. We were going to have Dr. David join us here live on the show, but he had a conflict and was not able to join us live. But we did do a pre-recorded interview, which we were going to play for you now. And then we'll take a break. But if you'd like to call in during the interview, you are more than welcome to at 661-467-2416.
So this runs, does this run like roughly... Is it like 15 minutes?
I think it runs approximately 15 minutes.
All right.
Oh, no, it's 18 minutes.
Okay. So people know.
So people know exactly when to call in, you know, call in about 5 minutes till it's over. But yeah, here's our interview with Dr. David. Enjoy. And joining us now on the phone is Dr. James David, licensed psychologist, who's agreed to talk to us a little about compulsive shopping and spending. Dr. David, welcome and thanks for being on with us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome.
Tell us a little more about yourself and where you practice and all that stuff.
Well, I practice in Silver Spring, Maryland. I tell everyone my address is in Silver Spring, but my heart is in Burtonsville. It's about a block away. And I'm from a little town in Wisconsin, so I like to associate with Burtonsville, Maryland.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my question for you is this, a little bit about the anthropology blog scandal. Does it sound to you like the person involved was just extremely negligent, or do you think it was a deliberate scam or deception from what I've told you anyway?
Right. Well, you know, my bias about a question like that is that, you know, it could be both, could be one or the other, but the way I do therapy, I would have to interview this lady and find out what's the real issue, you know, what was going on inside of her. And I'm just not a big believer in making judgments, you know, about other people. What I do as a therapist, I facilitate the patient getting in touch with themselves, getting in touch with what's the real issue that it oftentimes involves helping them to connect with their unconscious mind.
I think that's totally fair, don't you think, Derek?
Right.
That's totally fair. And this has got a lot of us thinking about whether or not this had anything to do with the shopping addiction. So we're wondering if real shopping addiction is something rare or relatively common.
Well, again, I don't know that anybody has any statistics on the prevalence, but, you know, my bias about it is I think universal thing in terms not the addiction part, but I think all of us have kind of in our DNA that we like to acquire things, we like to buy things, and so I think like we had talked about earlier, Kay, that I always think of the book by Desmond Morris, The Naked Ape, that in an evolutionary sense, you know, our ancestors, they grew up warming themselves by fires, a firelight, and we like to do the same thing. We evolved out of the sea, and people like to be close to the water. I think it's the same thing, phenomenon. It's in our DNA that people like to feel more secure when we get acquire things. Now, moving on to the addiction part, I think the first step is that it's a cultural issue in our capitalistic society. We're bombarded all day long, every day, to buy things. You know, it's part of our capitalistic society. Mm-hmm. But what happens when people get over the top into what you might term addiction, you know, that's another, a whole nother phenomenon. And, you know, how many people are truly addicted? You know, we think of addiction and from a psychiatric perspective as that it has a physiological component. But you can think about psychological addiction, like with people get addicted. We use the term loosely, like to pornography and gambling and being a shopaholic. And, you know, that in, when we talk about addiction, we say that the person spends an inordinate amount of time at it, that it impairs their relationships, that they're just controlled by it, and they use it even though it might interfere with doing their normal responsibilities for their children or their household, mm-hmm. or they might not get enough sleep, mm-hmm. that type of thing. So I could go on and on about it.
Right. You might
try to stop here.
You might have just answered my next question here.
Yeah.
So someone with a compulsive shopping, what are some of the other common traits in their personality that they might have? Is there other things? You mentioned addiction. Are there other things that might come around with that?
Oh, yeah. Underlying any type of like pathological gambling or pornography or shopping, that it might be a way to manage anxiety. It might be a way that in an extreme form of anxiety is the obsessive compulsive disorder. And so the person might be just controlled the compulsivity to be out and shopping and buying things. But, you know, the real test is whether the particular behavior, is it controlling the person or does the person have control over it? You know, like we all probably like to look at magazines, or not magazines, but the catalogs we get in the mail to buy things, but we don't get control that we have to go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff. So the control is a huge issue.
That's true. That's true. Derek, you have to control yourself when the IKEA catalog comes.
Well, you
I
know, I just got that.
I saw that in your...
Let me tell you, I got a pile of boxes there, and I got my next trip already planned.
It's controlling you.
I'm doing okay.
What do you think are the signs that someone might have a problem with shopping? Is there, you know, what's the difference between like a little retail therapy and maybe a little obsessive shopping? What do you think?
Well, what's the difference between it? Well, you know, I think we're all guilty of retail therapy first. But I, you know, some ways to differentiate is if a person is preoccupied, you know, with the shopping, that they have to spend increasing amounts of money in order to achieve the desired fulfillment or excitement. Maybe they make repeated unsuccessful efforts to control or cut back or to curtail their shopping, and they just can't do it. That they might be restless or irritable when they try to cut down. And the shopping might be a way of escaping from problems or of relieving some type of uncomfortable feelings of helplessness or guilt, anxiety, depression.
Is it the same as drugs? Do people with shopping addictions have to shop more and more and more to make themselves feel the same fulfillment as the first time they did it to feel better?
Exactly, Kay. It's okay. The same thing with pornography, that, you know, people get addicted to pornography and, you know, all of a sudden they're spending 4 or 5 hours a day on the internet.
Wow.
And it's So it's the same way. That's a huge issue. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's a long time.
You can't get it done in 20 minutes. You've got other problems, too.
Then you're at Neenah Marcus for 4 hours. You're in anthropology for like 6 hours. Can't get out of the dressing room. It's rough. Derek, did you have another question?
That impacts on other parts of the person's life.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So do you think that reading these blogs, such as Anthro Fashion Blog, can cause or make the problem worse in shopping problems?
Yeah, well, Derek, the way I think about that is, you know, whatever we take in with our five senses, that's what's going to be inside of us. That's what we're going to think about. And you're obsessing about. So
sort of snowballs the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. Like, I don't know about the two of you, but, you know, whatever, you ever notice, whatever, if you watch a movie or read something or before you go to bed generally and you wake up in the morning, that's what comes up in your mind.
That's true.
I always think it's a good idea to be very careful and selective about what we take in with our five senses, because that's what we're kind of stuck with, you know.
That's a really good point. Exactly. Yeah. That's why you don't watch scary movies before bed, right?
That all makes sense, yeah.
Exactly.
Do you think that the people that are part of online communities that are affected, such as this one, are really emotionally affected, such as if a real friend had wronged them? Because this is something that has a lot of people really upset. And is it almost the same as a real friend had wronged them?
I definitely think so, because, you know, it's the same thing we were just talking about a moment ago. You know, if we read something, you know, see a movie or TV, that affects us. It sparks strong feelings in us.
Mm.
You know, and it doesn't matter if it's a real life or it's, you know, when we're getting, taking in something from any type of media, it definitely sparks feelings in us. Did you ever go to a movie and all of a sudden you're crying in the movie?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, well, when those times, the things that have some history within you, that's what makes you cry at a specific point. Different people are going to get sparked into tears with different stimulus events during the movie.
Of course.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because of our unconscious minds, you know, what's been stored up in there. You know, everything we experience with our five senses, it gets recorded, and that constitutes our unconscious mind, and it's all right there. And these stimulus events sparks it into the conscious mind. Yeah.
Another question here. Do you have any advice on how to deal with betrayal, even if it's only this online friend or person that you've been following?
Yeah. Well, I think that it's wise to be living our lives in a proactive way. And I'm a big believer. I teach most of my patients to meditate, and it doesn't matter what type of meditation, whether it's Buddhist or Christian or transcendental, because all meditation is essentially the same at its heart. And what meditation does is it helps us to, like, be a friend to ourselves, to take time to be okay with ourselves.
Mm.
And I think the more all of us do that, we get a better counterbalance. So we balance being self-valuing, self-loving, self-accepting, balance that off with being dependent upon getting love and acceptance, approval, you know, from other people. So, you know, if we're more self-valuing, it gives us a little like Teflon shield, so we're not so easily wounded by the inevitable slights and, you know, challenges that we all have every day in our lives. And, you know, betrayal is like one of them. So it gives us a little Teflon shield.
Mm.
But when we're in a better relationship with ourselves.
That's a good point.
Yeah, good way to look at that.
I like that. And getting back to the whole thing with the shopping problem or shopping addiction or compulsive shopping, how does one sort of recover from that kind of problem?
Well, how does one recover from that kind of problem? Well, I think my bias goes like this. You know, I think that my formula is number one, I think it's wise for people to exercise every day, a half hour of intense aerobic exercise in the morning sparks the production of the neurotransmitters that we need in our brains to elevate our mood. So, you know, that would be one wise ingredient. You know, the second one is what I already mentioned, the issue of doing some type of meditation, the Christian form of meditation that's most popular. It's called the centering prayer. I saw some literature the other day on a one from South Korea. It's called MUM, M-A-U-M, meditation. It's a Korean word for integrating the body, mind, and spirit. And then after meditation, the wisest thing all of us need to be doing in our lives is having awareness of any type of negative thinking. And whenever we have negative, the problem for most of us is noticing our negative thinking, because, you know, oftentimes it just seems like an innocent, reasonable self-description. But what, you know, but if we say I'm stupid or I'm ugly or something like that, our brains believe whatever they're told,
mm-hmm.
and then they create how we feel, and then it creates how we act. And so that's a huge issue, because obviously the compulsive shopping is a vehicle to feel better, right?
Yeah.
Sort of
fulfillment, excitement. You know, we look better. People are going to love us more. That type of thing. Well, you know, we need to be, I think, doing things to be more self. Loving and approving and managing, so that we're not so dependent upon other people.
I agree. I like that.
Yeah, take care of your person.
Yeah, there's this book called Effortless Mastery by Kenny Werner that I read. And the first thing, it was for practice, for practicing musicians, about how, you know, get over that whole negative talk. And the first thing he says is be kind to yourself.
Mm.
So it's the same sentiment. I really like that.
Kindness.
That's good.
Well, when was the last time you were shopping, Dr. David?
Anthropology.
Again?
When was the last time you went shopping?
When's the last time I was shopping? Well, you know, my wife and I were funny about shopping. She doesn't like to shop.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, we don't shop. I guess we do most of our shopping in catalogs, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
and you know, and I must confess, when those catalogs come in, I like to look at them. You know, I buy anything 9 out of 10 times, but it's nice to kind of see if there's some little gem in there someplace. You know,
that's right. You're a catalog window shopper.
And you don't need that instant gratification.
I guess so.
Wait for it to come in the mail. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I just think it's in our DNA. We all like to.
Yeah,
to
sure.
shop
yeah, yeah.
to some degree, you know, and we feel more secure. Look at our homes are filled with all this material things. It's just endless. You know?
Yeah.
Derek has his house filled with electronic devices.
That's
I've got a good amount of them. Well, that's how we do the show. We need them.
Well, we need it for the show, and I've got a closet full of lovely, pretty clothes. But you know, I've still got my bills to pay and all that stuff. Well, thanks for joining us and talking with us and helping us understand more about this sort of expensive problem. Do you want to share your website with our listeners?
Yeah, it'd be great. www.askdrdavidnow.com. Spelled A-I-S. NOW.com.
All right.
I've been doing therapy, I guess, about 39 years old, so you can tell I'm an old fart. Huh?
Wow.
The thing is, at my website, I have these, there's like four or five different psychometrics if people wanted to check themselves out. It's self-scoring, like for depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder. So, yeah, people might just take a look because there's a lot of resources there.
Can you cheat? That's not like grading on paper, is it?
Pardon?
Can you cheat on it?
Well, sure you can cheat. Cause it's,
you're online. You can look up the answers.
That's true. You can look up the answers.
Could be fun
you can
to do on the show.
Yourself if you want to.
It's like an open book test.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that sounds great.
That sounds great. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us and taking the time to answer our questions and telling us more about the shopping addiction. And
it was my pleasure.
Thanks, Dr. David.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
That was our interview with Dr. David. Again, his website is www.askdrdavidnow.com. Don't ask him later. Don't ask him 10 years before.
Ask
Dr. David now.
Now. Right now.
Anyway, he's a
well,
nice
call
chap
us now, then.
And had some interesting insight into say.
Yeah, it's very great having him on.
Do you want to take a break and we'll talk about shopping when we come back?
That sounds like a plan.
Yes, please please don't hesitate to call in and join in the conversation about what you do to help prevent overspending and how you keep your money in check.
Anything about shopping.
Anything. Anything.
Taking your calls.
If you burn your credit cards once a month.
Rotating those credit cards.
If you rotate them. If you cut them up and then order them again.
Yeah, I've been there. It's not good.
We want to know what you've been through and how and tips to keep your money in check and how to not end up in the red after the break.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila! This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now. The Derek and Kay Show.
I'm a vocal cannon, verbal mega manin. I'm so damn boss, some people call me Cannon. But I'm not pig-headed, so much as big-headed. I kill them seeds with ease like cheese, I leave them shredded. Don't forget it, yo, I keep it retronomical. My skill is astronomical, I jump over the obstacles. Travel across the land so that I can get my coins. And I'll score with the girl if she'll give me bonus points. Ain't no princess I can handle. The way I stretch is in the bed, they call me Bionic Commando. And just to give you an example, I'm like a cross between Rambo and Hattori Hanzo. I love to shoot em up. I love to slice and dice, a Nintendo can be used as a flotation device. It works for me, now I know that I'm the shit. I'm a bona fide pimp player, 8-bit.
8-bit, player than pimp, roll
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
You're playing my new very favorite song.
It's pretty great.
It's like my new, just like ultimate favorites. I'll play this over and over again, like all the time.
Great for all the gaming people out there.
Yes. I love that it has like Nintendo references. It's so the bomb. Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show. You can join us at, you can email us.
They're listening out there.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You got mail.
Become a fan on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow us on our Twitter handle, DK Radio Show. And ladies, I know you're not out tonight because you're saving money. So give us a call at 661-467-2416. I know you're out there listening to our show going, I wonder if anybody else has anything to say. No.
Yeah.
You initiate, you show initiative. You pick up your cell phone, pick up your iPhone, pick up your Droid, pick up your Palm Pixie.
Yeah.
You call us at 661-467-2416. Tell us what you do to save cash. How you stop yourself from buying 8,000 dresses at Anthropology.
Is it that many?
Could be.
That's way too many.
That's a lot of dresses. That's like a Princess Di style closet right there. Do you think she had like 8,000 dresses?
Well, we
how many do you think that Kate Middleton has? Do you think she has like a lot?
I have no idea. But Sarah did ask the two of them on our show how many they had.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have that many. I thought there would be a lot more.
I think I have the most dresses out of anybody.
I think you did. Yeah, it was
dresses.
Fun to listen. That was a good question. I'm glad she asked that.
It was a good question.
Yeah.
I just love dresses. I love them so bad.
Dresses are great.
Dresses are great.
They're totally great.
And I only have like 10 skirts or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
and then
skirts
I have, like,
are also great.
And then I have like 10 tops maybe. But dresses, for some reason,
yeah.
Problem.
Yeah.
I just love them.
Well, you know, there's,
you know,
there's worse problems out there.
You know why they're easy? Because you don't have to pick a top and a skirt.
That's just one thing.
You put a dress on.
You're wearing it.
Done.
Done.
Walk out. I mean, sometimes you got to put a cardigan on, maybe, if it's like too warm,
yeah,
or too cold.
Yeah, sometimes you might want to have one of those.
You know.
Yeah.
Put the boots on. You got to pick the boots. But if you just wear it, just dress, done.
I'm
lazy.
I can understand that.
Maybe it's laziness.
Is it lazy? Well, you look good. You're dressed up in a dress.
Dressed up in a dress.
Yeah, where
yeah,
do you think dress up came from?
I guess you got a point.
I don't know if that's true.
Is
actually,
it?
Actually, I don't think so.
Dressed up. Anyway, I got some tips about how to shop and how to not actually spend that much money when you're out shopping. So a tip, a really good tip I have is
mm-hmm.
to pay in cash, whatever you're buying.
Oh, that's pretty good. Makes you realize what you're,
not
what you're doing.
Not use your debit card
mm-hmm.
or your credit card to buy things that are like the non-negotiable or the negotiable things that you don't need. You know, like a dress or
right.
a skirt.
Right.
So take cash out of the cash machine, pay in cash.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay in cash, you hand cash over to the cashier.
Mm-hmm.
You see the value of what you're paying for right then instead of just beep, sliding your card through.
And you don't even know. It's like,
yeah, you can slide your card through. You're like, beep, oh, that money's gone, whatever.
$10.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah.
Same difference.
If you physically see yourself passing
like
off $150
yeah.
to the cashier, I think it will make a bigger impact in your mind.
That's
about
a good.
How much
that's
you're
definitely
spending.
A good one. Yeah.
Yes. And also another good method I have is to track your spending.
Where?
Through the week.
Oh, through the week. Yeah. Like how much did you spend?
Track
this
it
week?
Where?
I'm like, where are you tracking this?
Tracking it all the way to Starbucks.
I gotcha.
No, but I mean, if you are like before work in the morning, if you're getting up and you're going to Starbucks and you're grabbing a latte before work,
yeah,
you're spending like $20 a week on latte.
Yeah, I try to do that when not try to spend $20 a week on lattes.
You do?
But no, I try it like
yeah, if you add that whipped cream, you spend even more.
It's, yeah, not to mention the calories.
Apple
let me tell
fritter.
You. Oh,
mm-hmm.
apple fritter.
Mm.
But when I'm spending like something in the morning, I try to like, well, I'm like, I can't spend this much on lunch. Like
mm-hmm.
you're just spending all this money on food for the day, and it
mm-hmm.
just seems like a lot when you could like if I'm going to get breakfast, maybe I'll bring my lunch.
You know what? This
like
reminds
that.
Me of something. Are you still drinking the Keurig coffees at work?
Oh, about once a week now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're still doing that?
Yeah, it's totally gross. What? I've got 3 coffee makers.
Yeah, you do. You have 3 coffee makers.
Yeah. I got 4. I'll get the espresso maker that I got. Like $200 espresso maker is nice.
Question number 2. Are any of these said coffee makers plugged into the wall at this very moment?
They don't need to be plugged in.
They don't need to be plugged in? They,
no.
Are they like, what are they, battery powered?
They're not electric powered at all.
What are they?
I have a
you don't have a
pressurized.
Okay.
That's a French press over there. You don't plug one of those in. Maybe you haven't used
How
one before.
How long has that been over there?
That's new. That was for my birthday.
Have you used it?
Julie gave it to me. I've used it many times.
Okay.
Very nice.
I don't have
the best kind of grind for it, but it is good. It is definitely good.
How long does it take you to make said cup of coffee in the French press?
How long does it take to boil hot water?
I don't know. You got an electric stove. How long?
That's the answer. A minute. What?
So you can have your
5 minutes?
5 minutes?
Oh, once it's in there brewing, everything's really 5 minutes.
Saying 5 minutes?
Everything 5 minutes.
Okay. So you can have your coffee in the morning 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So do you make said coffee in the morning?
Yeah, weekends mostly. Not weekdays. No, weekdays I get coffee out.
So what do you do on the weekdays?
Well, you got to understand, I wake up at like 8, and I got to catch an 8:45 train.
Oh, dear.
So that's my morning schedule.
You gotta build that into your morning schedule, though.
Save money. I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm going to be getting this coffee, I'm going to be going to House of Pain, get coffee. I'm not going to necessarily, whatever
you
it's called.
You mean Aubon Pain?
Yeah, I just get the name wrong. I bring in my lunch. I try not to do both because it's just spending a lot of money. And then if you're going out to dinner or something, oh, my gosh, forget it.
Do you bring your lunch?
I sometimes do. If I'm,
well, that's good. That's a way to save money.
Well, if I'm going out for breakfast, I'm like, well, I try to bring my lunch then. Try to do one of those things, yeah.
Where do you go for breakfast?
Oh, like House of Pain.
What do you get there?
You get the
sausage, the spinach croissant.
No, sometimes I get the egg and cheese and bagel, which is good.
Oh, good.
Cream cheese, bagel. Sometimes I get oatmeal. Sometimes I get a smoothie. There's a crappy smoothie place in the South Station.
Crappy smoothie.
I mean, it's okay. It's one of those chains. It's not as good as like...
Which chain?
It's like something surfer. It's just, I don't even know.
You don't even know where you're going.
I get a green one, everyone. Sometimes people think I'm coming in with sometimes I get the white one. People think I'm coming in with a tuna colada. And,
there's no flavor, though?
It's not bad.
You keep saying colors. It's like Gatorade. It's just colors, not flavors.
No, it's good, but I think they put a little bit too much
sugar
or something in. Yeah.
Gross. Well, anyway, as I was saying, you track your spending.
Yeah.
So every time you go to Starbucks, you write down your Starbucks.
Yeah.
Payment. Those lattes are like $4.
Oh, it's expensive. Yeah. It's as expensive as lunch.
Yeah, I mean, just as expensive as lunch. And I'm suggesting paying in cash for like most things, especially things like groceries. Because if you're going to the grocery store and you have to go with a list, you can't go without a list. Because the grocery store is a great place for impulse buying.
And overspending.
And overspending.
Yeah.
Especially if you go there, you're starving. You have no idea what to get. You're grabbing everything off the shelf.
Right.
So if you go there with a list, a shopping list, and you pay in cash at the till, you don't have enough cash for something, you have to put it back.
Right.
So there's a method to prevent overspending.
You do that, you're like, I got this. I got $30. This is what I'm going to spend.
This is what you're going to get.
I'm not going to spend any more.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good tip. I got a tip. I wasn't going to really share this one, but this is what I do. You know how most people keep your wallet in the back pocket?
Yeah.
I actually keep mine in my underwear.
In your underwear?
So that makes shopping a little bit more challenging.
Is there a pocket in your underwear? Or is just
no, I
like...
I just keep it in there.
Just keep next to your family jewels?
Left cheek a little bit there.
Oh, back there.
A little stick, yeah.
Oh, how's that?
Yeah, it works well. You don't spend as much.
What happens when you have to go to the bathroom?
You don't drop the wallet on the toilet. You take it out. Yeah, yeah. No, sorry.
You have to peel it off your butt when you take it off?
I don't stick it. It's just hanging around back there.
It's just hanging around back there?
Yeah.
Wow. In your underwear.
Yep.
Does that imply that you wear tighty whities?
No, I do not.
So explain. Wait, are you a boxer brief kind of guy?
I'm a boxer brief and a boxer.
How are the boxer briefs holding in the wallet?
Well, they snug in a little bit.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're going around the leg. You want to see?
No, I don't want to see. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm okay.
All right.
Another method to not overspend is to give yourself a grace period when you're going to purchase something. So you go in an Anthro and you're
looking. Grace.
Yes, before you eat, but also before you buy something.
What?
So you go in a store and you, like, say you're going to Urban Outfitters and you see, like, the shirt you just have. You're just like, I got to have that shirt. That shirt's rocking.
When I walk in there, I say, that's the same shirt I saw last year, and it's still full price. That's what I say.
That's what you say. Well, what if, okay, what if you see a new shirt?
Okay.
Your size?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, my God. Oh, crap. That's a new shirt.
I wish they had it my size. That's what I'm going to
no,
say.
No, no, no. It's your size. They have a whole run of your size.
Okay. I'm with you.
And and it's on sale.
Awesome. I want to buy it.
What do you do?
I usually try it on.
You try it on? Okay.
Yep.
You try it on. Fits.
Yep.
Perfect. It's great.
Yep.
What do you do?
Is that when you, would the next thing be buying it?
No, you walk out. You walk out without it.
I don't know about that. Really?
No, you got to think about it for a couple hours.
You walk
hours.
Out with it? You steal
no,
it.
You
That's
no, you
wrong.
Don't steal
That's
it.
That's wrong.
You don't steal
I'm not
it.
Going to promote that on the show.
You what? Walk out without it.
Without the shirt.
Without
okay.
it. Yes.
Oh, so it's tease. You make the people want to sell it to you. You're like,
yes.
Hey, that's a nice shirt. Not buying it. See you later.
No. No, you give yourself a grace period. You think about it. If you can't stop thinking about
grace.
The shirt, if you can't stop thinking about the shirt, then you go back and buy it. And it doesn't matter.
I like that.
You like
it
that?
It takes a lot more time, though.
It does take a lot more time, but you know what? This is your money you're talking about.
Yeah, that is true. And I am one of those shoppers that tends to like look around a lot and see things and be like, I kind of want that, but I don't get it. Then a lot of times, though, it's not available yet. I do that, but I do, like, especially for the holidays, I do that a lot. Like, I spot things out, I think about it, and then I go back.
Do they make you,
maybe that helps.
Do they put your name on the door at Urban Outfitters?
They write something, I feel like they're all a little bit different.
Do they write just, like, loser?
They might, for me, thanks. Now, they get that little, like, weird, like, mirror thing, and they write, like, in a marker. I think they write the number of articles they're bringing in.
Oh.
Yeah.
They don't write your name?
Yeah, I usually, like, if I got like a Scurpy in my pocket, I might like put a smiley face on the door or something.
For those of you who don't know, that's the ghetto version of a Sharpie. It's Scurple. Is it Scurple?
Yeah, that's right. It's Scurple.
Scurple. Not Sharpie. Scurple. And it's like the same font and everything. It looks just like a Sharpie, except it's called a Scurple.
As I said, they're not getting sued.
Who makes it?
Made in China.
Everything's
point.
Made in China.
Hengeblan. We need the YouTube
pronunciation. Do we need the YouTube pronunciation manual?
I bet it must be there. Hengeblan.
We got Porsche.
You want to see what? Porsche. Nice.
What I really want to hear is Automatopoeia, because that one's got to be good.
Is that not there? That would be a great
one. No, it's here. Hamburger?
Oh, that's great.
Hamburger, here we go.
Hamburger.
I like when he says it again. It's a...
Hamburger. Wait, Jake Gyllenhaal? Here's the other one.
That's great. I like that one.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, those are so great.
Oh, so I give myself a grace period when I go shopping all the time.
That's smart. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, if I really can't stop thinking about it at all, like if I'm thinking about it, especially if it's a really expensive dress or something like that, I just have to leave the store and think about it.
Yeah.
I'll give myself even like 2 weeks.
Wow.
If I really can't stop thinking about it, I'm like,
you can't get it.
I got to go back and get it.
Well, that's very smart.
Yeah.
That's very smart. That's definitely not the compulsive shopping.
I mean, I have done some compulsive impulse purchases.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've done a lot of that, too. Yeah.
And I can't do that all the time.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person that does tend to think a little bit more about what I'm purchasing. Like, I probably am on the opposite end. Sometimes I might think a little bit too much.
I think you do put a lot of thought into the purchasing stuff.
For example, this mixer was in my wish list for like 3 or 4 months.
What?
And I was like, maybe I should get it. Maybe it's just kind of expensive. Maybe. And seriously.
And finally
I'm just
trigger.
Like, you know what? Maybe I'll get it by Saturday. I just did it. But months later.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And once you get it, you want it now.
Yeah. I was like, I got to get it now. Once I get onto that, then I have to do it right away.
I can kind of understand. All right. We've got someone on the line who wants to talk to us about holding back when shopping. It's Natasha. Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, welcome.
Hi. Thanks so much for getting me on. And I'm so glad you guys are talking about this. Obviously, it's a big issue these days. And I'm Natasha from Moody Girl in Style. I also have a blog. And I also am part of
Oh, cool.
And our blog and community.
Sheesh, well, I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much.
Yay!
Derek's killing me with the sound effects.
Sorry.
Killing me with the sound effects over here. Anyway, do you have
I just wanted to, like, just share my shopping things. I like UK, I always put things on hold. Like, I never buy right away, even if I find, like, great items. And now if I find some things for, like, $9.99, I'm definitely going to buy it. But
no,
there's, like,
no.
If I have a whole bunch of stuff and I'm like, okay, Natasha, you need to calm down. So I'll put everything on hold. My Anthro people know, like, I always put things on hold. And I'll come back for them if I need them. And I always come back home and look through my wardrobe, see if what I can, you know, pair things up with. And so that's what some of the things I do. And then I'm a big return person, too. If I buy something from, like, other stores, a banana and J. Crew, if it's still sitting in the bag after, like, a week and a half, it goes back. Because obviously I haven't worn it, and I'm not going to use it.
Do you leave it in the bag?
I do. I don't take anything out of the bag until I use it.
Really?
I like that. That's smart. I do that for something.
That's an interesting strategy. So I like that one.
Yeah.
I've never used it before. So leave it in the bag until you wear it.
Yeah, and then, like, that way it's a constant reminder, like, okay, you need to wear it, and then obviously if there's nothing to wear it with, or, like, if I don't need it, then it goes back to the store.
How long do you give yourself, how long is the grace period for that? Because, I mean, what if you buy something?
It depends on the store. Obviously, like, you know, Banana Republic, I think they have, like, a 60-day return period, so I'll give myself that time. Like, I actually have a bag in my car that's going back, some pants and a scarf, and I'm like, okay, it's getting around into the 60 days. I don't want to lose out on that money. And I haven't worn them, and I don't foresee myself wearing the pants anytime soon because they're, like, kind of linen, and we're going into fall, so I'll probably end up returning them.
Is linen, like, a summer material? I have no idea. I've never understood linen very well.
It totally is, yeah. Or maybe some...
Yeah.
Not so much
fall. It's so light and thin, so that's why. Even though I'm in Florida, I could probably still get away with it, but...
that's true.
Because I have some other pants.
Hot and humid down there.
Oh, yeah. You could wear it more often than
it
that.
It is.
Does it ever snow?
Okay.
Does it ever snow down there where you are?
No. Never snows.
We'll give you some of our snow.
Yeah, you can have some.
Yeah.
I think we got, like, lots of it last year.
Yeah. I used to live up north, and I miss it. I really do miss up north. I know, I miss the seasons. I miss the snow. I'm probably, like, the only Floridian that misses it, but...
That's okay. We'll give you some of our snow.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks so much for, like, having me on and talking about this issue. And I listened to some of the doctors talk about shopping addictions and great information to get.
Yeah, he was really great
on.
Yeah,
it was very helpful.
Yeah, and thanks so much for calling and weighing in.
And thank you for listening.
No problem.
I like
it.
Leave it in the bag. I'm going to go home with that. All right, thanks, Natasha. Bye.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Leave it in the bag. I like that.
Yeah, I actually have one. Like, I have a pair of pants that are...
Do you do that?
I do that sometimes because, sometimes for pants, I'm going to want them, you have to have them, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Hem?
Yes, tailored.
Oh,
yes.
Tailored. You did the
like,
scissors
words,
cutting
no, words,
gesture.
Words. And so
use
I'm like,
your word.
I'm gonna try it on. I want to see what the length is, and then I'll leave it in the bag with a receipt. And then if I don't get around to it, I don't need it. Then I'm returning it.
Leave it in the bag.
I actually have a bag in the trunk.
Do
good
you?
Tip. It's a good tip. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a good tip. I never thought of that because you know I'm so like. OCD, that when I come home with a bag,
I hang it up right away.
I don't take off the tag, though. I hang it up. I leave the tag on because, I mean, my closet is, I have to say, my closet's beautiful.
Right.
It's fabulous.
Like
it's all organized.
Of course it
yes.
is. Yeah.
And I throw the bag away. I just can't. I just, like, because for me, in my world, the bag is trash.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to throw it away.
It's like you have to complete it. Like the clothes go in the thing where the clothes
it's
are.
It's like a completion thing.
Right, you're not going to leave a bag. I understand, yeah.
But I think the method of leaving it in the bag until you use it is a good one.
Yeah, I've even had a bag in there with clothes.
But then I struggle. Where do I leave the bag?
Well, you can leave it in there.
In where?
You can leave it in your closet.
There's no room in the closet for a bag.
Oh, okay, it's that tight. I didn't know. What? Oh, leave it in Derek's closet.
I can leave it in Derek's
that's
closet.
Not a good tip.
How about that? That's good. Thanks, Julie.
I'm trying to keep these closets
that's
clean.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
You know, it's funny. We were just out last night, and I was wearing that shirt. I bought that shirt a year ago.
Where did you get that shirt, by the way? It was nice.
I forget. It's like red.
Not from Urban?
Red Thread. No, it's not. Even though I do like that
it's
place,
Urban,
but I get frustrated.
It's Urban Outfitters jokes all night long.
Urban
Thank
Outluckers
you.
Is what I think it should be called because I have bad luck there. I do like it, though. I really do. I wish, like I said last week, I wish it was more.
It's but a really nice shirt.
I had that shirt. I bought it last year, last summer. And I'm like, this is a summery like shirt. Didn't wear it. Had the tags on it. And then
can't believe
a
it.
Year later, I'm like, well, maybe it's good. And I'm glad I got it because I really like
it. I can't believe
you've
never
worn
it.
Yeah,
it's
it was kind of weird.
It's a great shirt.
Yeah, it's definitely weird.
Anyway, you can give us a call to weigh in at 661-467-2416 if you've got methods of keeping your wallet full of money and away from the store. I think another method I had, I had written down some stuff
this
here.
This is interesting. These are good tips.
Is to calculate a spending plan. So that you know exactly how much expendable income you have per month.
Right. To spend and, like something for clothing.
Yeah, for like fun right. stuff. So it's a multi-step process. You have to identify what your spending needs are. You know, food, shelter, you know, your rent or mortgage and your utilities, heat, water, all that stuff, travel expenses. It does not include, you know, the coffee, the internet, the TV.
Uh-huh.
Those are things you really don't need.
Right.
So those are now luxury expenses. So we're not counting those in as essential expenses. We're talking about food,
mm-hmm.
travel, roof over your head, right? Wow, bless you.
Excuse me. I almost.
Why is it funny when someone sneezes? Why?
It's always funny.
It's
when
really
someone
funny.
Sneezes.
It's always funny when someone sneezes. Anyway, you should.
Right.
So these are your essential spending needs. And then you should calculate your income after taxes
yeah.
per
oh,
month.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
per
of
month.
Course. Yeah, people should be doing that.
Except if you're me, because it fluctuates.
Yeah.
If you're a freelancer like
depending
me, it's a bad time.
Depending on your time and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I should really keep a record of what the average is, I think, maybe. And then identify and subtract non-negotiable expenses. So like property taxes and your rent and things like that. And subtract them from your income, and then figure out how much you want to spend on negotiable expenses, such as the travel, the food, all those things. Because you can spend less on food if you want, or you can spend more on food, depending on, you know, what you feel like. If you feel like you need to buy, like, beef or whatever, and it's, like, $4 a pound, why is Julie laughing?
I don't know.
As opposed to buying beans.
Uh-huh.
It's going to cost you more to
That's
buy
true.
Beef. So you have a food is a negotiable expense. You have a choice about how much beef or beans you want to buy.
Right.
Because beans are dirt cheap.
You could spend
dirt ass cheap.
You could spend like twice as much money on the food that's going to get you through the week.
Right.
Versus not spending that much.
I mean, you don't want to, you know, restrict yourself so that you're so bored with what you're eating all the time.
Right.
And not getting your, you know, daily, I guess, allowance of calories and
protein
and protein
and all, yeah,
and all that
definitely.
Stuff. But you know, you want to make sure that you're eating in an economically good way.
Right.
And you also want to set up automatic payments if at all possible for the bills that you're paying once a month.
Mm-hmm. That is a great tip.
So that you're not scrambling for money every month.
Yeah.
Especially keep track when that bill is going to go through. Put it on your calendar.
Yeah.
Put a reminder on your iPhone. Put a reminder on your Google calendar so that you know, like, on the 30th of September, you're going to be out, you know, $40 for the electricity or, like, $80 for the heat.
Right.
That money is, like, being wiped out and there's nothing you can do about it. So that may prompt you not to buy that, you know, $79.99 dress on sale. At Anthropologie.
That's true, because you're like, I got this bill coming up.
Yeah.
And it also helps. I mean, that's also a very good tip for keeping you on time with your bills, too.
Yes.
Because I started that not too long ago, and it's great.
It's great, because you're never late.
It.
Never
your
late.
Bills, yeah, your bills go in. It's good for your credit. All that stuff is really good.
And I know that a lot of us hate the Bank of America.
Oh, the bank that ain't America, as I always say.
But I actually have figured out Bank of America, because I was a Bank of America customer, and I was the customer who was always overdrawn.
Oh, yeah. That was totally me.
Always overdrawn. Every time I go to the bank, they would be like, you have minus 131, and that was when they allowed you to, like, go overdrawn just using a debit purchase.
Mm-hmm.
You would be like, swipe.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
we'll
no
do it
problem.
For you.
We'll take money out for you
yeah.
that you don't have. So I would go to my bank account and be like, minus $200 or whatever. And so it was a really hard time for me to go through.
Right.
So I decided to, and you know, Bank of America slaps on those fees, those overdraft fees, you bounce check, whatever.
And
it's terrible.
It's not because you don't have any money.
Yeah, it's because
you're getting near to the end, and then it just snowballs. Like
yeah.
You get the fees, and then you get another fee.
Of course, yeah, it snowballs. It's
just
horrible.
Crazy, yeah.
So I got Bank of America's number, and I asked them to send me a text message when I meet a certain threshold.
That's a good tip.
And
you can set that up whatever level you want.
Whatever level you want.
Yeah.
Mine's below $200. If it gets below $200, they send me a text message alert. And I get an alert every morning that says what my balance is.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Every morning.
I didn't know about that, yeah.
Sometimes it's really painful to look at it. I don't want to. I click on it and I'm like, and it's like, oh, I only have like $80 or whatever. But every day I know what my balance is. I'm forced to look at it because if I don't read a text message, it's like, hey, you have a text message. Hey, you have a text message. You want to look at your text message? Your phone here. You have a text message right here. Then my phone talks to me like that. Says, hey, you got it.
Hey, here's your money.
You're
awake.
Here's a text message from Bank of America. So every day I get a balance alert.
That's a very good tip because that's going to, I mean, when you know what you have, you're not going to be overspending.
It keeps you honest.
Yeah, that's a very good
tip. It definitely keeps you honest. And I think that's the other one. Let's see. Oh, if you need to get professional advice from a planner, you could do that. Oh, that was my Skype doing something very exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That scared me, too.
I was like, what's that?
I was like, what? Yeah. No, we're on.
Okay.
We're on. So another tip is to stay positive. If you're having trouble controlling your money, just stay positive.
That's right.
Keep telling yourself you can do it. It's not hard. You know, I mean, after a while, you got to keep telling yourself, hey, I really don't need this thing. And you know what? There's always going to be another pretty dress.
That is true.
There is, though. There's
or actually,
always...
more appropriately, I should play this. There's always going to be another pretty dress.
You know what? I said something to myself like that for when I was younger, for when my relationships would end. When my relationships would end.
Oh, yeah.
I would always say,
there's
the
always
next
be...
boy is always better than the last boy. It's true.
That's a good one.
You can play the sound clip now? No, the other one.
Okay, thoughts.
Wait, I'll repeat it and then you'll play the sound
clip. Totally.
The next boy is always better than the last boy.
Okay, thoughts. Nice.
There you go.
I'll put that one in the bank for the best of.
Next year we do the birthday show.
Yeah.
We'll have two more anthrobloggers on.
That's going to be great. Yeah.
Or maybe it'll blow up before
and
then.
It's going to be a thing we're going to do. One's going to be like...
one's going to be a secret.
And then one's going to be taken down.
One's going to have a secret life and one's going to be fabulous.
Not really like that. I don't think it's really to be like that.
Roxy, so sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
We loved having you on, though.
That was great.
You were fabulous.
It was really interesting.
Loved it.
Very cool.
She's very articulate, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, I like that voice, too, by the way.
The voice is great.
I forgot to mention that, but
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, she had a cute voice. You
yeah,
like that?
Cute little. Yeah, I like that voice. Definitely.
I don't think she's single, though, Derek.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Anyway, and there's a couple of apps that I wanted to mention for people who needed help to
Great,
to pay,
I'm starving.
To pay, no, like applications for your phone.
Oh, we're going to worse
You starving? You want some chips?
No, wait, I'm good.
I got Skittles right here. So for those of you who have your iPhones and your Android phones and want some help paying off your debt, I got some good apps to recommend to you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Debt Quencher, and you can get it on your iPhone or your Mac, and it costs $4.99, and it can help you pay down your debt with the lowest balance first.
Uh-huh.
If you want with the highest interest rate first,
yeah.
So you can choose which one you want to take down first. So that's a pricey app though, $4.99.
Well, yeah, it depends. You know, it depends. There's
yeah.
apps that are even more than that. Some of the real big ones are going to be more than that.
I don't think I've ever paid more than like $3 for
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. The next app is called Debt Payoff Planner, and it was one of the most downloaded apps by CNET. And it also lets you it shows you different payment strategies, letting you track your payments and view graphs to show you how much interest you're paying and when you'll be debt free. And it's Excel-friendly and available for 99 cents on Android.
That's cool.
And I must add, we're not being paid for these spots, by the way.
You're just giving information.
Giving information out.
Great.
And the last app I'm going to recommend to you is called Pay Off Debt, P-O-D. If you're a fan of the so-called snowball method popularized by David Ramsey. This app is for you. You decide which debt to tackle first, and the app gets your battle plan rolling from there. POD also comes with a progress bar, so you can monitor each debt and stay motivated. It's $2.99 for iPhone, iPad, or Android. None of these are for WebOS.
Oh, there are some financial ones out there. I don't have them in
there
front
are?
Of me, but there definitely are, yeah.
We got the shaft big time.
Yeah,
WebOS there's... people.
Oh.
I'm really upset. And may I just add, my phone is starting to crap out just a little bit.
I know.
My Touchstone crapped out a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't work with my Touchstone very well. I think the pitch must have been in a weird state. I don't know. It's weird. And then I'm getting all the memory critical.
Too many cards.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I'm life is good for me with the Pre 2 and WebOS 2 land and the touchpad with WebOS 3.
I'm really jealous that you have a new phone and I have a nubbins.
Anyway. It's tough.
I think that's all I have about.
Those are some really good tips.
About shopping tips and how to stay out of trouble. I mean, I have to agree that I do shop a lot, and I was shopping a lot, especially over the past year, for clothing. I was redoing my whole wardrobe, and it was really fun, but I'm basically done.
Cooling down now.
Yeah, I'm cooling down now. I don't need to do as much shopping, but I'm still interested. I still like to look. I love to look at people's blogs. I love to look at pictures, and I like to comment. I like to tell people how pretty they are and pretty they look. It's fun. So no matter how stupid people say it is, or dumb, or weird, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
F you guys.
Well, you got to cycle through things. F you guys. You have to, you have to, like, well, I'm trying to do this. I got a big bag in there and, like, another bin of clothing. You just got to get rid of stuff. I mean, you got to, like, filter it through every once in a while. And sometimes
you
just need to get the new stuff and filter it out.
You got to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, do you want to take a little break? And then,
sounds good.
And then we'll maybe do a little BTR.
Oh, we might be able to do that. Unless we have any other callers about...
CT? BTRCT?
Is that what we're calling it now? Inside.
Inside.
We'll reach out to another show.
Blog Talk Radio Community Time.
Or
we'll be taking your calls if you want to call in at 661-467-2416. Or if you want to hear us prank call somebody, tune in.
That's right. Yeah, if people don't call us, we're going to call someone.
That's right.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. Here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut busting flavors.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Darrington Kay Show. Hey, this is Derek and Keisha. We are back.
And thanks for hanging in there with us. You can contact us at 661-467-2416. Send us an email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Become a Facebook at facebook.com/dkradio. and follow us on Twitter at our handle, ZK Radio Show. I went out of order there. Does that throw you off?
Sometimes it does. I'm pretty good at it. The touchpad helps now.
I was looking for a sound clip, but I couldn't find it. It was really sad.
What's this?
I was looking for the new Blog Talk Radio Community Time theme music, but I lost it.
Oh, no. The one we normally have?
The one we normally have is not... We can't play that one anymore.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
So there's a new one.
We have a new one, but I lost him.
Oh, no.
So stupid. I swear to God I have it somewhere.
That's exciting.
Well. Oh, well. So what have you found anything exciting on the Blog Talk Radio menu?
Well, we were taking a look, and... let's see if this will bear with us here. There was that what was that show that I found?
I don't know. There was some crazy thing.
Oh, what about that?
Is it paranormal? What about this guy?
What's this?
Oh, wasn't there one like the Man Show or something? Or that? What was that? That looks interesting. Oh, the Derek and Kay Show.
Oh,
what should call that show?
I don't know. you're probably from Jamaica.
I don't know.
Who are we gonna call here?
What was that one where they were like in front of the NASCAR?
Yeah,
they
like Man Talk. Yeah, I don't know where that went now.
Oh, that was the one I wanted to call.
Really?
Yeah. There's paranormal shows. I think
Man Talk right here.
Oh, that's them. What are they talking
about? Should we listen to what they're doing?
Yeah, let's listen to what they're doing.
Yeah, let's load it up here. Let's listen to what their show is.
I always get excited to learn about what other people are talking about on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about something. They're talking Man Talk, right?
I think they're talking Man Talk.
I'll be the odd man out. I'll go with the Dolphins on.
I get an odd man out.
We got a break. Okay. There we go. All right. Very good. That game, what is that, a late afternoon game, I guess, probably?
I think it's a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah. Tune in and see.
What's the picture?
All right. That would lead us
it's
up
crazy.
To the next
looks like a real show.
Which is... New England and San Diego.
They're talking about sports?
That's
boring.
That's, we don't want to talk sports with them, do we?
No way.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah. 6.5-point favorites are the Patriots.
No.
No.
So.
No. Are we going to look for another one? Okay.
I think we should look for another one.
All right. We're going to look for another one.
Sports are boring, right?
Sports are pretty boring, yeah.
I mean, I do like the Redskins.
That's,
I really do.
That is true. You do like the Redskins.
Very excited
just
about their
fantastic.
Win. That's not the Redskins thing.
I didn't mean that. I meant to, as
the only New England radio show that will mention the Washington Redskins, the Derek and Kay Show.
I love that.
Yeah.
What show are we gonna?
I don't know.
What?
We gotta find another show.
Yeah, we gotta find another show.
All right, we'll look in here. What do you think?
I can't see. I don't have my glasses on.
You really?
Hold on.
New Age Hip Hop. What do we got? I don't know.
We got Black by Color Only.
I don't know
I
about that.
I can call in because I'm black.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. What's he got? Conservative talk? Politics?
Oh, we don't want to do that.
For real?
Damn it.
That might be good, though.
What's this? No?
No, let's click on the black by color
only. Okay, you want to do it? Okay.
Yeah, why right. not? Let's see what he's talking about.
Okay.
The Blog Talk Radio community time isn't well prepared.
We're just rolling with it here.
What's that?
That was the music we were just listening to.
Oh, okay.
To. Okay.
94% Republican support, 0%
are we serious?
Democratic support. 15th Amendment, right to vote for all. Here's a little tidbit of history that most didn't know. The 15th Amendment allowed all people to vote, even women. But it was the Ku Klux Klan, started by the Democratic Party,
what?
That kept women from voting. Women had the right to vote, but it didn't go into
effect. I mean, you've got a pretty sweet butt.
Can we call him?
Civil rights.
You want to call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to ask if
I'm going to follow your lead on this
if it's
one.
It's true. Is it true that the Ku Klux Klan was started by the Democrats? Is that true?
From 1871.
This sounds like crazy talk to me. You want to call this guy?
Again.
Okay. I don't know how this works. If we I feel like we always do this and this doesn't.
And it always messes up.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, it stops. Click to talk. One. I don't know.
What's with all the notifications you've got going on with that too?
This is how it works here. I that's good. Oh my gosh. I feel like this is always very risky. Now, do we have
to
type?
Good.
Do we have to type the number?
No, look what's happening. Just hold
just
on there.
Oh.
Don't send. Or yeah, don't send.
Okay.
What's happening?
Where'd it go?
I don't know.
It's gone.
Didn't it just get small?
See. I don't know why. Sometimes this doesn't. I don't know why this doesn't work.
What's wrong with your Skype?
I don't know.
This is so sad.
Did we use Google? We used Google Talk last time.
No, we used Skype, but it took a few times, and there was some messed up stuff going on. Do you have like? Is it like a Windows Skype thing?
I don't know if it's Windows. If that's really the issue.
Well,
Does it just go automatically?
Going through all kinds of changes. It looks like it's doing it automatically. Whoa.
Link to Facebook? No thanks.
It's all crazy anymore.
I don't understand this at all. Well, we could dial.
Let's dial.
All right, bear with us.
We've had lots of shows where we're just talking about dialing.
I don't even know if this is
black
connected
by
right.
Color only. What does that even mean? Is it dialing?
I don't know. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk
if
to the wacky,
to speak to
wacky,
the host, please press 1
black,
at any time.
Black Republican.
You are the fact that you had courage to call in and say, hey, I want to know this, and I'm not just going to just start calling names. That says something about your character and your integrity. I just presented to you true facts of what the Democratic Party is about. Now, it's up to you to truly find out for yourself. Don't follow what other people tell you to do. Don't listen to someone tell you you vote Democrat
because you're
black, because they're doing this, that, and the other for you. If the Democratic Party was doing so much for us, why is it?
But I always vote Democrat. I'm black.
Unemployment rate sitting at 9.1%. Why is the black unemployment rate sitting at 17% now? What have they done for us? That's the question you have to
ask.
Not
the best picture.
No.
Let me get in here real quick. Everything that conservative just said about the Democrat Party is exactly true. Now, what a lot
he
of people
he sounds like he's got a microphone.
1924, at the Democrat National Convention.
Are they not picking us up?
Today is the largest gathering.
Oh boy!
Some internet trubs there.
At
what?
That particular convention, yes, the Democrat National Convention, 1924, the largest gathering.
Oh.
Now he made
the phone.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Get some internet.
The Civil Rights Act 1964.
You know what? I'm bored with this. Let's hang up.
All right, we're hanging up.
Voted against.
You know what I got? I got something else.
You got something over there?
I got Sunday.
Sunday, boys, Sunday. Oh. Okay.
Just to take us out. Did you know about this?
I have not heard that.
A church like did a parody of Friday.
Oh,
but
actually,
it's Sunday.
I did know about this. Yeah, I heard this. Yeah.
8 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be sharp. Gotta do my hair. Can't find a bowl. No time for cereal. End of the weekend. Time is going. Ticking on and on. Everybody rushing. Gonna go to church. It's a stop. Can't forget my Bible. God is my friend. Mom is in the front seat. Sitting in the back.
Oh, Jesus.
Gotta make our minds up. Which service will we make?
Which service shall we make?
It's Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It's on Sunday. Everybody's looking forward to the service. Sunday, Sunday. Celebrating Sunday.
Nice.
Everybody's
yeah.
I like this part.
Worshipping, 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 worshipping.
Wow, that's not scary.
Wait, my favorite part is the rap.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, here we go. Wait, where's the rap? Oh, I gotta go back to this part.
Yesterday was Saturday, and Monday comes after church.
Which comes after church.
I don't want to serve today.
Yeah, take the beat. It's a
homeboys, BP and Master E. I'm chilling in the front seat. I'm riding shotgun, BP's driving. We're going to church on Saturday night. Ho! Oh, tomorrow is Easter. Oh, look, there's a tree and a fire truck and another car. That car is orange.
Nothing rhymes with orange.
Let's go to church. It's Easter weekend. Come on, come on.
Nice. That's awesome.
That's my favorite part ever.
I haven't heard it.
You know what, though?
The traditional Mexican song usually played for special events such as...
Oh, birthday. No.
Just one time before we go. I just want to hear the beginning.
We'll try.
Because it's awesome. It never gets old for me. It really does not.
It's killing.
It's so awesome. Wait, the beginning is my favorite part. Hold on.
Oh my gosh. It's making me sad. It's like
Oh boy.
This is actually a little bit better.
Oh, it's much better.
A little bit. But no, they get a little off. Crazy crap. I don't know.
I know we might be spending too much time talking about this.
Panties.
Wait, can I blow up the Pop-Tart?
What?
That's not creepy at all.
Milk argument?
Milk. Can I blow up the...
Milk argument. Milk.
Oh, milk
argument. Milk argument.
What do you want to do?
Blow up the Pop-Tart?
What? I don't know if we can play the Pop-Tart thing.
It's too long.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it'd be a good idea anyway. Oh, there's Pwn?
Pwn, yeah. You played Pwn.
Pwn. Or Pwn.
Oh, I did.
But, yeah, there's...
I did. It's a serious one. Macaroon's way more funny.
I didn't hear that one.
Or February. I think I'm the only person that says it right, by the way. Because it's February, not February.
February.
Why am I getting... It's not, like, loading correctly.
Not playing.
Oh, I'm so
not
sad.
Not playing nice.
It's not praying. It's not praying nice. Come on, I want to hear February.
Boy. Go, Jesus!
Oh, I don't think we're going to get to hear February. But maybe schedule. We gotta go off the air.
We gotta get this. That guy's awesome.
Anyway, thanks for joining us tonight on the Derek and Kay Show. And thanks for Natasha for calling in and weighing in on our shopping habits and the whole Anthro scandal, Anthrogate 2011.
Big time.
It's big time. And we also want to thank Dr. David for being a part of our show and calling in. His
website
is www.askdrdavidnow.com. All right, so join us next week. We'll be back at the regular day in time.
Yeah, Sunday.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm calling some dances.
Nice.
It's a mentoring gig. I'm doing some dances.
Very
concert
good.
Dancing should
Very
be fun.
Very good. Well, I am attending an audition callback.
Oh,
so
wow.
Good times.
And also, thank you to Phone Screener Julie for...
Thank you, Phone Screener Julie.
Taking all the calls
taking
tonight.
Taking calls. All 49 calls.
That's right.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening.
Except not Saturday. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I want to love you.
is the Darrington Kay Show.